Hi, this is Raul Gallegos, and welcome to the Shades of Doom version 1.2 audio walkthrough. We find ourselves here at the end of level 4, getting ready to play level 5. Just as a quick recap, we are playing in the It's My Turn Daddy difficulty, and this is a walkthrough that I'm doing to share one of many strategies on how to get past certain challenges of the game. So keep in mind that as I play here, there are more than one way of doing things. Also, in the earlier levels, I talked about many of the keystrokes, and as the levels progress here, I don't mention them as much because you should be aware of them by then, and also the manual talks about the keys. Alright, so we're going to press enter here and begin level 5. Alright, so what this does is it opens up a little passage as we face west, and that's going to carry us to level 5.
Level 5, lever on wall, in 0 feet, data wafer, in 11 feet.
Okay, now when you start level 5, you find yourself in a room
40 by 20 feet. There is an exit from the room behind M to the right.
Okay. Sometimes you have to think quick when you get in here. And I'm giving a little spoiler here. Obviously, this whole walkthrough is a spoiler, but the reason I say that is because occasionally there is one or two blobs in here, so you have to kind of think fast. Alright, so let's toggle with O key and see what all we find.
Lever on wall, in 0 feet.
There's data a lever that we came from, and a data wafer.
Lever on right, wall,
so
in 0 feet. Data wafer, in 11 feet. Yellow, data wafer, vacant door, in 16 feet. Lever on wall, in 10 feet.
Okay, so now let's turn north and get out of this room.
No battery in 11 feet.
And we find ourselves facing a new creature. Let me
west.
Open that up.
North.
There we go. We find ourselves facing a new creature, which really doesn't do much damage, which is why I'm letting him have his way with me. I like that crunching sound.
0.
Okay, so 0 feet, obviously, because he's chewing on us.
Giant rat.
Giant rat is what this creature is.
Bare fist.
You don't even have to waste ammo on him.
98%.
Okay, so he did take a little damage from me.
Automatic bow gun.
Not enough to really worry about. So that's a new creature that's introduced in level 5, is the giant rat, and you'll see those throughout. That pretty much introduces most of the creatures. There's actually one more that gets introduced in the later levels, aside from the boss, which is a given. Now, this whole area is arranged in a rather easy manner. I find this area to be one of the easiest ones of the whole game.
North.
Okay. We have some rats coming at us. There's the door that I just left. You also get a new weapon in this area here, which comes in handy for destroying rats.
Bare fist.
There we go. He's gone. He's gone. Comes another one. Sometimes I like to go around you and circle around behind you. Okay, and he's gone.
Automatic bow gun.
This area here is basically three north-south hallways, which kind of zigzag all the way to the north end, and then you go west a little, and then you go south when you get to the second one. And at the south end of the second hallway, it's going to turn off to the west again and connect you with a third north-south hallway. Here comes another rat. And another one.
788.
Okay. And all along these hallways, there's going to be entrances to the left side. Well, I can't really say left because it depends on your direction. The entrances to all the hallways here, the three major hallways, are on the west end of the hallway. So as you can tell right now, I'm facing north, off to my left, which is the west side, is where that door is. And this is how the whole area is laid out. And then you have various creatures inside the rooms. Okay, so now that we described this, we're going to start walking forward. We just came. We've already visited two rooms so far, and one of them is what led us into this hallway here. So we're gonna visit our third one. I don't know, there's a monster who killed a rat for me. Now, as he gets closer, it's gonna be close enough to reach me.
Automatic bolt gun. 74.
He's about 74 feet. Oh, there, he can reach me now.
Door in 6 feet.
And I'll talk about that door in just a bit here, as soon as I get rid of him. Alright, he's gone. And he's gone. Okay, now let's backtrack here.
Door in 2 feet.
Okay, there's that door. And as soon as we open this, this is what I call the cyborg room. There's usually one cyborg, sometimes three. There they are. They were close enough that that first one actually got killed with like two bolts. Again, you have to remember the difficulty also has a lot to do with it. So if we walk into this room, we can check with the D key
door
on what else we might find. And there's nothing here. Alright. Now that human that was attacking us probably has something.
Door in 8 feet.
So we'll get to that in a minute. Do you remember in level 2 when I mentioned there was one of two bathrooms in the whole area, and that's probably why the experiment failed?
Well,
here we find ourselves
in
the second bathroom. Okay, now as soon as you walk in here, well, I'll let you hear for yourself as soon as I walk in. Ah, we have company. So we're going to walk all the way to the end. Alright, let's see, who should we get rid of first?
North.
Let's walk all the way to the north end here. Give us a better angle. There he is. And yeah, that one's gone. And that one's gone. Now, the last one we find ourselves facing is the one at the toilet. Why he's moving? Well, or why he's not moving? Well, that's for you to determine. Because as you can tell, I'm standing still now.
24 feet.
He's 24 feet away. I wait a little bit.
24
He's
feet.
24 feet away, so he's not moving. He's just sitting at the toilet.
Toilet in 19 feet.
Oh, here comes a rat. Alright, he had a miss hit. Oh, there's another monster.
Data wafer in 5 feet.
Alright, so let's get rid of him. So that was obviously one creature there, that the one with the bolt gun that was walking in the hallway, just randomly. Okay.
South.
This guy here that was at the throne, which I destroyed, along with killing him.
White data wafer. Taken.
Had a white data wafer.
East.
There's something new with the Shades of Doom version 1.2, is you can't step over certain things sometimes. That was
data
probably the remainder of the toilet.
Feet.
All right, let's pick up everything that was here.
White data wafer. Taken. Automatic bolt gun. In 6 feet. Automatic bolt gun. Taken. Projectile.
Comes another rat.
Taken. Door.
Okay, the D key tells me that the door's there.
Automatic.
And there's the rat.
In. Wow. Feet. Bare fist. North.
So as you can tell, sometimes when a lot of creatures attack you at once, it's easy to get totally immersed in the fight. And the keys, if you think about them, the keys for movement, if you don't necessarily think about them as keys but actual body movements, you can actually coordinate them a little bit better. Alright, let's pick up
automatic
things
bolt
here.
Gun. Taken. Projectile ammunition. Taken.
That's the automatic bolt gun and projectile ammunition from the first human that we shot in this hallway.
Automatic bolt gun. 1056.
We definitely have collected a lot of ammunition. Alright, so now we're at the end of this first north-south hallway.
West.
And it's going to take us along an east-west hallway. Everything off to my left, basically, is all the rooms that we just visited.
Door in 18 feet.
Okay, now we're at the second north-south hallway.
South. door in 10 feet.
Now, this room here, I'm going to skip, and you'll understand why. Again, this is part of one of many different strategies. We're going to go to the second room now.
Door in 11
Now, one
feet.
Thing you could have done if you do skip certain rooms to come back for them later is you could put a marker on them so that you can know exactly which one it was. But I'm not going to do
West.
That. The second room here is what I call the dog room.
Automatic bolt gun.
Sewer tunnel
in 19. West. West.
All right, now let's explore this room with the D key.
Sewer cover ahead. Data wafer to the right. Door. B data wafer to the left. Sewer cover.
Okay, so we have a couple data wafers.
Door.
Let's toggle them with O so we know exactly where they're at.
Data wafer in 13 feet. South.
Alright, so let's get that one first.
White.
I just
data
did an about face 180 with control
in
down arrow.
Feet. North.
Now I'm facing north again. Let's do O again.
Data wafer in 18 feet.
Alright, let's go get that one. I'm doing a sidestep to the left and now walking forward.
White data wafer taken. Sewer cover in 5 feet.
Okay. Level 5 here has this sewer cover, which, if we open...
East.
I'm actually going to step a little further away from it. If we open this...
Opening in floor. In 10 feet.
It makes an opening in the floor, and that will actually take us down to level 6. So if you find yourself stuck and you can't get past level 5, or if you just want to do it quickly, you can use this method, and it'll drop you down into this room in level 6. Okay. Let's close that
door
behind
in
us.
5 feet.
Again, we skipped that first room on the north end of this hallway.
South.
And we're still going to skip it. And again, I'll make that clear in just a moment.
Door in 4 feet. West.
All right. This one here, a lot of times this room has rats in it. Sure enough, there they are. Sometimes a human.
Bare fist.
But usually it's just rats.
West. Whoa. South. Data wafer in 3 feet. Automatic bolt gun. White data wafer. Taken.
Okay, so I just kind of pivoted myself in all directions.
East.
And killed him with the fists.
Door in 4 feet. South.
And let's continue south. Now this last
door
room
in 5 feet.
Of this hallway.
West.
I'm going to open it and just take a look inside, but I'm not going to go all the way in. There's a teleporter to my left. And there's a teleporter to the right, which you're not actually able to hear. I'm going to hit the D key.
Teleporter ahead. Teleporter to the right. Door to the left. Teleporter.
Okay. Now, the reason I'm not going to walk all the way in is because when you do, this door behind you closes and seals.
East.
I just wanted to take a look to see if there was anything in there that I may need more
south.
For curiosity. So I'm going to leave that door open. We find ourselves at the end of the second north-south hallway.
West.
And ready to connect with the third north-south hallway. Now, here's a little spoiler. Right now we're at the third north-south hallway, and we're in front of a wall here, right there. We're actually going to blast a hole in this wall. And I will explain this in a little bit.
Medkit. Quantity. 11. Proximity. Bio. Time and blast mine. Quantity. 3.
Okay, so we have 3 blast mines.
Drive. Ignore.
We're going to go ahead and blast a hole there.
6. 5.
And we're going to walk north
4,
to get away from it.
3.
There's going to be a door coming
2,
up on our left.
1.
Okay, so there's now a hole there. And an entrance into that room, which has no exit. However, it does have an alternate entrance, and I'll explain that in a little bit.
Door in 0 feet.
Okay. As I mentioned before, all entrances to all rooms that have doorways are off to the west. And here's the first one of this third north-south hallway.
West.
Yeah, it's empty. Usually it has something in here.
Equipment. Bio door. Equipment. Bio grenades.
Okay, so we do find bio grenades. The D key. Again, was my friend.
Bio grenades. Take out.
Alright, so now let's
east.
Get out of here.
Door
okay, now
in
we're going to continue
feet.
North. And there's going to be another door coming up. This one should have at least a turret gun and a human.
Door in 6 feet. West.
The human. Destroy the equipment. Torque gun. And another human.
West.
Okay, now let's clean house. We should have that new weapon here.
Whoa!
Mesh armor in 17 feet. Mesh armor taken.
Flamethrower
in 7 feet.
Yep, there it is.
Flamethrower
taken.
Incendiary ammunition
taken.
Security chip
in 3 feet.
Security chip
taken.
And we are good.
East.
Okay. Now we're going to go back to that first room that we skipped, which is the first room of the second north-south hallway. So I'm going to set myself in fast-walking mode.
In 5 feet.
And you're going to hear it turn off to the right.
East.
Which is that hole in the wall that I blasted. But we'll get to that later.
North.
Okay, so now we're going north on the second north-south hallway. There's the teleporter room.
Door
passing
in 5 feet.
By the sewer room. The dog room.
Door in 5 feet.
And now.
Door in 5 feet.
Here we go.
West.
Usually it's a good point to save the game here, especially in the higher levels. Now we're going to turn our flamethrower on.
Flamethrower.
Now the A key here for ammo
80.
Tells us we have 80. The incendiary ammunition is used for the flamethrower and for the chainsaw. As you've noticed, I really haven't used the chainsaw very much. That's just one of the many strategies, again, that some people use, some people don't use. With the knife, the fist, and the chainsaw, you have to be very close to the creature, so you don't really want to use it on something that's going to kill you almost instantly. Lots of birds. It's a rather slow weapon. Definitely slower than the bolt gun. In the higher levels, these birds just totally come at you, and that's why I mentioned before it was a good time to save the game. Alright, let's turn
automatic
our bolt gun back
gun
on, and let's see if we have any...
Data wafer in 18 feet.
Alright. So we do have some
white
things to collect.
Taken. North.
Okay, so we're good.
East.
We got everything
south
here. Let's check the D key just to make sure.
Equipment to the right.
Door
to the left. Equipment.
Okay.
East. Door in 7 feet. Door in 10 feet.
Okay, so we're going south along the second north-south hallway. So we
door
just passed the dog
feet
room, and that was the sewer room. We're coming up to the teleporter room, which we're going to pass as well.
West.
Now, up ahead, you hear some equipment there. That's in that room that doesn't have an exit. Alright, so now it's time to explain this a little bit. The teleporter room, as I mentioned, has two teleporters in it. As you walk west into the room, on the south end, which is the teleporter to your left as you walk in, if you go to that teleporter, it will teleport you into this room here that we just opened a doorway with a blast mine. If you go to the right of that teleporter room, into the north teleporter, that will teleport you into the elevator room, which is the very north end room of this third north-south hallway. And the reason you have your choice there is because either way, you're going to have to use a blast mine to get through one of these. Sometimes if you haven't got your security chip yet, which in this case doesn't apply since we already did get it, you have to go into this room to get it. However, if you're also wanting to destroy as many creatures and get all the wafers, you may have to go in here anyway. So there's two ways to get in it. You can either use the left teleporter to go in it, and then you have to blast your way out, or you can blast your way in, and then that way you have a walkway to go in whenever you want. So this is the method I chose. The thing about using the teleporter is, for the most part, you can only use it one time, or one teleporter, unless you blast a hole in that room, because of the fact that as soon as you walk into the teleporter room, the door will close and seal behind you. So now as soon as we walk in here, we find ourselves with a creature.
Door.
There he is. Let's use...
Chainsaw.
The chainsaw.
13 feet.
We've already shot him a few times, so one chainsaw use ought to do it.
7 feet.
Here we go. Alright.
Automatic bolt gun.
As you can tell, he got close enough to hit me, even though I got him with the chainsaw.
98% north. West.
Alright, so let's look at the D key here.
Equipment ahead.
Okay, there's nothing here. A lot of times, like I said, you'll find the security chip in this room if you haven't already. And again, to recap, the only way to get into this room was either through the teleporter on the south end of the teleporter room or by blasting your way in so that you can come into it freely.
North.
All right, so let's go ahead and continue north on this third north-south hallway.
Door in 5 feet.
That was the empty room, which usually has a human or a dog in it. That was the room there that had the turret gun and the human with the flamethrower.
Automatic bolt gun.
And we're coming up to a third room.
Door in 6 feet west.
Ah, some birds.
Time to blast mine.
In 13 feet.
Time to blast mine.
Taken.
And let's see if we have anything else.
Equipment ahead.
Door.
Equipment.
Okay. This room here, on the north end of it, has a wall, of course. It's closed in. The only entrance and exit is the one I just came in through. The X will verify this.
40 by 30 feet.
There is an exit from the room behind.
Okay. However, the room next to it, which is north of this room, is the elevator room. And as I mentioned before, the way to get into the elevator room was through one of the teleporters, the one on the north end of the teleporter room.
East.
Whoa.
So now, the reason I mention that is because as we walk out here to this third north-south hallway,
door in 16 feet,
we find ourselves at a door.
West.
This door here is the door to the elevator room. However, if I try to open it, I shock myself.
80%.
Okay, and that took health. That's why you can't get into the elevator room. So the way to do that is to either blast your way in or use the teleporter room. So now,
south.
This method that I'm using, I'm going to walk all the way to the south end and then curve back around to the second north-south hallway and go into the teleporter room. The method that I'm using, I feel...
Door
is the most efficient,
feet.
Or rather the method I'm showing you. Because I only had to use one blast mine.
North.
Especially if you don't have that many blast mines, it really helps.
West.
Alright, so let's go in here. And sure enough, that door closed behind us. The letter X gives us that information.
30 by 40 feet.
Notice it didn't say anything about an exit. Alright, so we don't want to go to the south teleporter. We want to go to the north one. And
east.
Voila.
West.
We find ourselves in the elevator room.
Elevator in 18 feet.
Now again, X here will tell us about this room.
40 by 20 feet.
And it doesn't tell us about an exit because of that door not being accessible. Right? And of course,
locked.
The elevator's locked.
Medkit
quantity
11. Proximity
time. Security check.
Unlocked.
Elevator's unlocked. Our health
82%
is slowly getting back to normal. And this concludes level 5 of the audio walkthrough for Shades of Doom. This is Raul Gallegos. Stay tuned for audio walkthrough for level 6.